You're listening to the TalkCast podcast here on your favorite podcast network.
Let's go!
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Nather here with another podcast of the TalkCast. This is episode 17, and in this episode, we are talking to an inspirational country artist promoter. She focuses her attention, all of her attention, on helping country indie artists around the world to get their music out to different radio stations. She has been experiencing a major weight loss journey, so we are here to talk about this with her, and it's a new series I wanted to start on the podcast, interview inspirational people that have made an impact on each other's lives. So please help me welcome to the TalkCast podcast, Jessica G Promotions.
Hey everybody, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. How's it going?
Pretty good. Been very busy, but doing good. Staying busy and focused.
That's always good. Well, let's start off by telling us a little bit about who you are, since you are new to the podcast. You know, I have known you for a couple of years now, but the podcast audience don't know who you are. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
Oh, my name is Jessica G, and I do promoting for country music, the indie artist. I help promote Matt Ferris, Brendan, whoever, I guess. I have a couple other new guys that can't say right now, but I'm in the works with them. And I just help get their music out and their shows, put it on social media, and try to get their name out there and mine as well. And that's what I do. Been doing it for about, I want to say about 6 years now. So.
Wow.
It's been fun. At times it's hard, but I always have a good time. I always enjoy meeting new people, and I came to find very close friends doing this, so it's been awesome.
Yeah, I bet. And you don't do just that. You also run a daycare, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I've been doing daycare ever since I graduated high school about 13 years ago, so.
Wow.
That's always fun, new, and exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. So, but we are here today to talk about your miraculous, inspirational weight loss journey. Now, I didn't know you was doing this until like later on, which I am really happy that you are doing a weight loss, like that you want to lose weight. I mean, that is awesome in itself. But having you go through this experience, that's really awesome. So tell us a little bit about, well, tell us everything from the moment that you wanted to do the weight loss, that you wanted to lose weight, to the moment, to the process of how everything went. Tell us your your morning routine to, like, you know, everything.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's really actually it's a fun story, and I've told this to many people. I put everything up on Facebook and Instagram so people can read and follow my journey, and maybe that will help them want to lose weight or change their lifestyle. So what happened was, about 2 years ago, my aunt passed away. And when you see somebody that you love and you care about laying in the hospital bed with tubes in their throat to help them breathe, and wires all over the place, and, you know, IVs, and you stop and think about your life and about what's important to you. And at that time, like I said, about 2 years ago in February, I was over 300 pounds. So I don't like hospitals, like anybody else. I don't like hospitals at all. So I kind of put myself in that bed, and I was thinking, if I don't start losing weight, that could be me laying there. And I don't want that tube in my throat to help me breathe. I don't want to be laying here hearing my family and my loved ones, you know, crying because of something being wrong with me. So I said to myself, I got to make a change. I want to lose weight, and I have to make that change in my life. So I started to really believe in myself that I can do it, but I still didn't know how I was going to do it. It took me a good 8 months even after that to really be on track. I was still eating crappy food, still drinking the sodas, but I knew in the back of my mind I wanted to lose weight. Then I had a problem with kidney stones. Those are not fun.
Yeah.
I went to a surgeon, and at this point, I was like 298 pounds. So I went and they did an x-ray, and they said that I had like 8 kidney stones. And they said that it was going to be either I start losing the weight or I was going to have a major surgery. And I didn't want that. Like I said, I don't like hospitals. So I joined a gym and started going twice a week. I cut back on the soda, cut back on the junk food, the McDonald's and all that crap. And I lost like 10 pounds. I'm like, wow, I can do this. I'm going to keep this up. And before I knew it, it was like 15 pounds. And then it was like 20 pounds. Well, then I started, I want to go to the gym more than that. But I couldn't always get there with work and everything else. I'm like, well, I need another exercise I can do. So I was doing some reading online and everything, and I remembered that a pro wrestler had a yoga program. So I started reading about that, and I got a 3-month trial, to try the app. And in 3 months, my weight loss went from like 15, 20 pounds to like 50, 60 pounds. And I started doing DDPY. And from that point on, I've been doing it every day. And I do it for at least an hour a day. And now I'm down 110 pounds. And it's been amazing. The app it helps you do your workouts. He teaches you everything that you need to know. There's a cooking show on there that he cooks and teaches you what to eat and what not to eat. You can keep track of your blood pressure, your heart rate, how much you weigh to month, and it's what I do now. It's my life. I get up in the morning, I have breakfast, and that consists of like a 4-ounce cup of coffee, a 17-ounce bottle of water, and either fruit or a gluten-free breakfast bar. And I go on with my day, and every day around 11 a.m. I do my workout, and like I said, it's about an hour long every day. And then around that time I eat lunch. That's either a fruit or a salad. Then I go for a walk, and I walk anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, and then I come home. I do all my other things I need to do, and if I can, I always try to work out again after dinner, and that's my day. If I don't work out, I'm like, what's going on? If I'm out of town or something, I'm like, nope, I gotta go work out. I'll go back to the hotel room and go work out, so it's just what I do. Right now, I'm recovering.
Most of the hotels have they're on little weight rooms you can go in.
Yeah, exactly. Right now I'm recovering from a surgery I had last week, and I can't work out right now, and I'm like, I'm going nuts. I don't know what to do. So, but
wow.
I just started yesterday that I could kind of walk, so I've been walking more. But I just recovered from a kidney stone surgery, so I hate not being able to work out and do my normal stuff, but hopefully in a couple of days I'll be back. So
be back to normal.
I hope so.
Great. So just by seeing your loved one in their deathbed, that brought you up to like, hey, I need to get my life back to normal. Fix my life up.
And what DDP, Diamond Dallas Page is his name. He's the one that owns the yoga program. What he taught me is you have to believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself that you can do something, then you can do it. And I never thought that I would be able to lose the weight. I didn't think I was strong enough. I didn't think I was strong enough to say, no, I don't want McDonald's today. But I am. Or I didn't think I was strong enough to say, oh, you know, I don't want that candy bar, but I am. I look at it as, if I eat that candy bar, to me, I'm going to be laying in the hospital bed. No, I'm not perfect. You know, there was days that I did have a Dr. Pepper. There was days that, you know what, I just want to sit down, relax, get a glass of Kool-Aid and a bag of chips and watch TV. So no, I'm not, you know, I'm not perfect at all. You know, if there's a cookie, I'm gonna eat that cookie. And I'm gonna know that just because I eat that cookie doesn't mean I'm gonna gain all my weight back. It just means the next day I'm even gonna work harder in my workout. But yeah. I try to shop for all healthy food. Veggies, fruit, no sugar, gluten-free, organic, non-GMO. That's what I start really focusing on. I eat tons of salads. I drink tons of water. So that's my life now, and I couldn't be more happier. I'm down 110 pounds, but I'm still in the process of losing the weight. So
yeah, it's true. You gotta blame yourself. If you blame yourself, you'll go far in life. That's like
exactly.
That's the motto that I go through every day. Like that has been with me since high school. And I got through high school knowing that if I believe in myself, I can go far in life. So I graduated high school, and then I started doing the radio broadcasting, and that has been one of my miracles in life. Could you say that losing weight has helped your personality?
Yes, 100%.
Because I can remember the first time I met you, you was shy as a dog, you know? And all the other few times I met you in person, you were still shy. So I'm trying to put two together. I'm trying to see if you losing weight could possibly made you more friendlier.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes.
Because I can tell a difference between the old you and new you.
I've had a couple of people I've actually been helping and working with on their weight loss. And I would have never done that before. I would be like, no, that's not gonna happen. I talked to everybody on Facebook. I've had so many people email me over the past 3 months. I've had people follow me on Twitter and Instagram just so they can keep up with every pound I lose. So it's been a game changer, definitely. And just by me losing 110 pounds, like, the results that I've gotten from that they're amazing. Like, I have no back pain.
Wow.
My acid reflux is gone. My asthma's 80% controlled. I did have depression. I tried to hide that. Not many people knew about that. And my depression is gone. I've had medication for my asthma and my acid reflux. Well, I am on no medication for my asthma. And they drop me down my medicine for my acid reflux. So I'm on like 2 pills now. So I'm happy with that. I found confidence in myself, and yeah, so I'm probably a billion times happier about who I am. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's definitely helped. I've dropped 14 pant sizes.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And two shirts.
Not that many people can say that.
Yeah, that's... That alone, just that list, and that's just some of the stuff. That's not even all of it. So, I used to have really, really bad feet where I couldn't walk 10 minutes without dying in pain because of my feet. So, I've been doing the yoga and stretching and building muscle. My feet has not hurt me probably 10 months. So, yeah, it's totally amazing. Right now, when I go to my doctor, I am the highest one that has lost that much weight and kept it off. So,
yeah. Like, what's your weight goal? Like, how much do you want to go down?
I would like to be 150 pounds. So right now I'm at 188. So I would like to be 150. But when I started this, there was two things that I never did. One, I never said that I was on a diet. And the reason because of that is the first three letters of diet is D-I-E. So you're going to die on your diet because you're going to deprive yourself. And there's so many healthy foods out there that you can eat and it will still taste just like the other food. You just gotta know how to cook it.
You could go to In-N-Out Burger and get something off their special menu with all the vegetables and all that.
Yes. You know, many people don't know that I enjoy cooking. So I started when I go to the store, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna get that, mix it together and let me see what I can come up with. So I've been working on a healthy cookbook. It was supposed to be out in February, but other things got in the way. My grandma passed away in February, so I had to postpone the cookbook for a while, but I'm hoping it will be out by the end of April. And I've been making recipes and, you know, people don't know that they can eat healthy but still have great tasting food. And that's some of the problem. You know, they want French fries, they want this, they want that. Well, try having a salad with baked chicken in the oven. It's awesome.
Sounds good.
You know, so, you know, try having a big old bowl of cold fruit. You know, it's to me, it's satisfying. Like I said, I love cooking. I want to eat healthy, so I cook every day, every night. I cook. So.
No leftovers, just cook.
That's right. Wow. And, yeah, so I never said that I was on a diet. That never came out of my mouth. I just said, I'm eating healthier and I'm exercising. And something else that I never said was, well, I want to set a goal. I want to be down. I want to only weigh 130 pounds and I want to lose this all in 8 months. I never said that because I didn't want to not get to that goal and then say, well, I'm just going to give up because I can't do it. So what I did, and actually got this from DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, is I set small goals every month, and I still do it. And I post them on my calendar. I post them in the bathroom, on the mirror, on the fridge, where I can see it every day. You know, like, for this month, I want to lose 3 pounds. I want to work out every day. And I want to work on my cookbook and make sure that I'm getting enough intake in water that I'm drinking. Those are just small goals that I want to do this month. So that's what I do. Working out every day right now, no, because of the surgery. But that was just something that had to happen. But other than that, I'm still doing all my goals that I set. So that's what it's helped me. My sister's lost 80 pounds along with me. And nice. My mom's lost 45 right now. And my brother's lost, I believe, 50. So we're all trying to get healthier. And by me doing interviews, or, you know, I just had a magazine write an article about me, and it was an amazing article. Just by sharing that and me sharing my journey and my story, if it will help one person, then I'm happy with that. People write me and say, you know, you motivate me, you inspire me, you know, to lose even 5 pounds. I always write them back and say, you know, it means so much to me. There's a video out there, there's two videos of me. One, I did a weigh-in, and it was when I got to the 100-pound mark. And you see that raw emotion when I looked down at that scale and I finally saw 100 pounds that I lost. You get that emotion, you know, you see it in my face, you can, you know, you see that I'm crying in that video. So, you know, that's out there. It's been shared, I don't know how many times. There's, I know, over 1,000 views on it. And then there's another one when I made, and that one was when I lost, I believe, 90 pounds. And it was kind of a real fast story behind of why I wanted to lose weight and my journey. And that one, somebody emailed me the other day and told me that it was like 9,000 views. So it's been shared a lot.
Wow. What kind of advice would you give to ones that want to lose weight?
Find a workout that you enjoy and make it fun. I do the DDPY every day, but I also turn on country music because I love country music, and I dance for like 20-30 minutes. Just dance. And to me, that's exercise. As long as you're moving, you're exercising. So if you want to go out and just walk your dogs for 20-30 minutes, you're exercising. So just find a workout that you enjoy and have fun with it. You know, ask some of your friends if they want to join in. And that's one advice that I have. And the other one is just believe in yourself, because you know that you can do it. And have fun cooking. That's the fun part. Have fun making new recipes and knowing that they're healthy for you.
What's the name of your cookbook going to be called?
Jessica G. Healthy Recipes.
Sounds so catchy. Sounds yes. Sounds easy enough. Cool.
There's I'm hoping it will be out by the end of April. I don't know yet, because I'm not going to be here for about 5 days. Going to be out at Country Thunder, so a little mini vacation.
Yeah, you definitely need it.
For sure. Yes, I need the little vacation, but I will still be working out.
Hey, yeah, that's good. That's good. So, yeah, what's next for you on this amazing weight loss journey?
Right now, I want to, I'm just focusing on healing from my surgery right now. That's one of my main goals. When I went in for the surgery, I was very scared. I didn't want to have this. Like I said, don't like hospitals. So I didn't want this at all, because I was afraid that I was gonna end up like my loved one and not open my eyes. You know, I have that in the back of my mind still. So my surgeon walked in and she says, "You know, I'm very proud of you losing all that weight. And because you have lost that weight, you took off 110 pounds off of your heart." So she says, "Do you know how much weight that is that you've taken off, and that's going to help you heal faster? That's going to help your heart not be beating so fast." She says, "You're healthy, you're young, and you're going to be fine." So I remember waking up in recovery and kind of have tears in my eyes knowing that I did it. You know, I mm-hmm. I did the surgery and I'm okay. And so, yeah, I was happy. Right now I'm just focusing on recovery, getting back to where I need to be. After that, I don't know. I don't know. I know I'm going to Country Thunder in April, like I said. And I don't know what else I'm going to do.
Never know.
I don't know. I don't know. I would like to maybe go and do a little bit of talking with people about losing weight. So that might be the next thing.
Cool. Like a emotional speaker, or
exactly.
You know, one of those speakers. Yeah.
So that goes to show you right there that it has changed me, because a year ago I would not want to go and talk to anybody.
Yeah. I was pulling teeth at getting you to talk at the award show last year. You didn't want to talk, and you did.
I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to say the wrong thing, or, you know, I didn't want to look stupid, so that's why I just did not like talking and saying, you know, if I said the wrong thing, or...
It's like me, I started off being shy, and then I started doing the plays in high school and the radio stuff, and then once I started doing all the radio stuff and the drama plays in high school, I started to talk more, talk about my disease, talk about like everything, and now you can't shut me up, now I'm talking for a living, so... You know,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, and you know, I'm happy that it's a new life for me, really. I'm still the same person, but I'm just a better person now. So.
You're a better version of yourself.
Exactly. You know, and I got one more piece of advice for everybody. No matter what you do in life, if you want to lose weight, if you wanted to gain weight, if you want to, you know, play sports or sing, it takes a team. And it's not just you. I had to find a good support team to help me through this because it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to lose weight. It's not easy to gain weight, really. You know, if you have a problem, it's always better if you have a support team. And I had, and I still do, I have the best support team ever. My sister, Michelle, she's always there for me. If I have a problem or, you know, I'm like, you know, like helping me recover from the surgery and I'm like, you know, I just need someone to talk to. She's always there. She always listens and tries to give me the best advice ever.
Cool.
Matt Ferris, he's a country, you know, artist, and last year he wanted to lose 70 pounds, and he got to 70 pounds, and he was one to also help me, you know, say, well, you know, if Matt can do it, I can do it. So he's been there since day one, helping me. Just hearing him say, you can do this, it got me through hard days. Then I have a best friend. His name's Chuck, and I met him about 10 years ago. We used to play darts together on the same team. Yes, I even play darts. And he has been pretty much like my personal trainer. I text him every update. I don't care if it's a pound or 20 pounds. He knows about it. And he's always pushed me to, you know what, do your best. If you lose a pound, great. If not, you can work harder. He's never looked down on me. He's always gave me good advice, and every piece of advice that he's gave me, it's worked out. So, you know, I can't be more thankful for people to help me along. And then the last one's DDP, of course. Without him, I don't know where I would be at. You know, I know I would have major medical problems and way over 300 pounds by now. So I owe a lot of people a thank you. You know, thank you.
If anyone wants to contact you and get to know you more, how can they do that?
You can go on Facebook. Probably on my promotions page. I don't let a lot of people on my personal page. But my promotions page, Jessica G Promotions, you can email me on there. I'm thinking about making a page for my weight loss. So I will keep everybody posted about that. I'm thinking about it. I don't know yet. Twitter, it's at JessG2006. You can tweet me on there. You can email me on there. And Instagram, I don't even know what my Instagram is right now. JessicaG2006, I believe.
Yeah.
Email me on there, follow me. I always email people back. It may take a day or so, but I will always email you back. And also, you guys need to check out DDPY. DDPY.com, I believe. I mean, there's amazing weight loss stories on there. I mean, amazing weight loss stories.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's the story behind it so far.
That's your weight loss journey story.
So far, yeah. Until I write the next chapter.
Cool. So where will your cookbook be available at? Yeah.
That I don't know yet.
Yeah.
right now I'm just in the process of getting the recipes. I'm still making up new recipes, so that's what's kind of taken a long time. And then with the passing of my grandma, that kind of slowed me down for a while. So it was very hard. So I kind of took a break from everything and really had to focus on what was important at that time. And so I don't know where it's going to be available at. I don't know yet. I'm hoping right now it'd be out online, and if people want a copy of it, then we'll go from there. But I don't know yet. I'm working with my sister. She's very good about putting things together. And even my aunt made a cookbook a couple years ago for Christmas. And so I'm working with her, and hopefully with everybody working together, we can figure it out. But there's some good recipes in there, and they're not hard to make, and they're pretty cheap.
Nice.
That's some of the problem nowadays, is food is, expensive to make, so people don't want to go and buy healthy food. They want to go to McDonald's. So that's stuff that I've learned. And
all the vegetables and vegan stuff are always too, like, expensive. They're not, like, cheap.
Right.
You gotta go to Whole Foods or, Smart Foods? I don't know. But
Smart and Final, yeah.
Yeah. Smart and Final and Whole Foods, like, to get all the vegan stuff.
I actually, sometimes when I'm not busy, I go to the dollar store or the 99-cent store, and I just kind of take my time. And I go down the aisles and look, and I do this for fun. I just pick up a box of cereal and read about, what's in it. Is it sugar-free, or is it gluten-free? Is it, how is this made? And there's been so many things that I've bought at the dollar store that Diamond Dallas Page was just talking about on his cooking show. So I was like, wow, that's awesome, And a lot of people don't realize the crap they put in food sometimes. There's some really cool videos and movies out there, on YouTube and stuff, that people should really pay attention to, because that was things that I wasn't understanding. To me, a hamburger's a hamburger, but it's really not. So
it's really all this other crap in it.
Exactly.
It makes the hamburger.
And like I said, I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. But I try to better myself and about what I eat and what I drink. But I'm not going to sit here and say, well, for 2 years I never had a soda. Nope, I have. I've had candy. I've had those French fries before. I've had a McDonald's milkshake or so, but I'm trying to be all organic foods and trying to eat as healthy as I can. Especially when you're cooking at home, the more you cook at home, the better off you'll be. So
I think that's a good place to end this interview. What do you say? I think we have covered everything.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I appreciate you letting me do this interview. This is actually the very first one I've done on this, so they've done the articles, but
you know, it's
talking
a,
about it, it's different.
It's a win-win thing, because I need another topic for my podcast, and here you are. So thank you for being the guinea pig of this new series that I'm doing on this podcast.
You're welcome.
Which I want to interview more inspirational people on this podcast, because I feel like they need to know their stories, what they are going through in their life, and it will help people not to judge a book by its cover, but more like, don't judge a person by what they look like or what kind of person they are. Like, you can judge them by, you know, their actions if they have actions, but like that's the only thing you can judge them about. You know, like, if they're doing something bad, then yeah. But, like, don't judge a book by its cover. So, I want to do this new series to help gain exposure to those who need it the most, instead of myself. Because it's good to give other people exposure than having it all towards yourself.
Right. And I agree with you, you know, so many people would judge me because of me being overweight, you know, they've called me names before, of course, they've made their little jokes, but that kind of helped me with this, you know, those things. You know, those words and those people laughing at you stick in your mind. And for me, it helped me. So every time I work out and I get done with the workout, I laugh at them now. So it's, you know, it's like, well, I'm doing this. So thank you. You know, thanks for making that joke.
You're welcome. Very welcome. Thank you to all the haters that made you stronger.
Yes.
You know.
Thank you.
Thank you, haters. Thank you very much. And you guys can hate on this podcast too, for all I care. Well, that did it for me. Like, that's all I got today. Hope you did enjoy it. Make sure to go like the Talkcast on Facebook, facebook.com/thetalkcast. And the new episodes go up every other week. So this week, we got Jessica G's Miraculous Weight Loss Journey. Not sure if that's going to be the title of this podcast or not. I'm still trying to think of the title. The perfect clickbait title for this podcast. It's so hard.
Maybe Believe in Yourself. Jessica G's Weight Loss Journey. I don't know.
I don't know. It has to include your name and the weight loss thing in it, so
I am happy that we made it through the interview without people cuffing.
Hey, that's a good day for me. Yeah, our first interview wasn't the best. Let me say that.
It did win an award though, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it won the funniest interview ever, the longest and funniest interview I ever did. But you know,
something.
It happened for a reason. Like, that guy called in, and it just made the show, I wouldn't say better, but it made it go faster.
It definitely did that. Yes, I was ready to hang up.
I need to go find that interview again and play it. I won't play on the air, but I'll play it like on my free time.
Yeah, that was, maybe that share was it. Something.
Yeah. Well, thank
like
you so much, Jessica.
Like a Thursday interview.
What?
Like a throwback Thursday interview.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it'll be a new thing. Throwback Thursday interview session. Got it. J-Man Radio Throwback Thursday interview session. Yeah. That sounds good. And make sure to listen to the podcast on J-Man Radio every Tuesday from 3 to 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And also, it gets uploaded to Audio Boom, Castbox, and Mixcloud, and YouTube, and Podomatic app, and the Apple Podcast app. I mean, it's everywhere right now. TuneIn Radio, trying to get on iHeartRadio, but they're being buttholes over there. So, it might take a while to get on over there, but I'm trying. And maybe since this new series, this new inspirational series I'm doing, maybe they'll consider putting it on their directory. You never know. But,
hey, that's right.
You know, everything happens for a reason. So, I'm doing it. So, I'm going with the flow with this. But I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Jessica for being on this podcast today. And I want to say thank you to my supporters, J-Stars. You know who you are. Thanks so much for all the love and support. And not sure what next week will bring for the podcast. So subscribe if you want to keep up with the podcast. Subscribe for more new episodes. You never know who I'll be interviewing next. It could be Bob Barker. No, just kidding. He's dead. It could be a indie artist. It could be a inspirational person. It could be myself. I could interview myself, maybe. That'd be kind of weird, but no. I don't know who'd be on the podcast next. So we'll see. It'd be new to me too. So this is all new to me. I started getting back into the podcast thing. So we'll see how it goes. But thanks so much for being on the show today, Jessica. I had so much fun to interview you. It's gonna take a while to interview. Like, it's gonna take a while for me to edit this interview out too. So that's gonna be fun. But I wish you nothing but the best of luck with your weight loss, with your country artist promoting thing. And I hope I can see you very, very soon, because you know, maybe you'll be able to come to the award show this year. Hoping, crossing my fingers.
We're still thinking about everything, but we'll
see
get
how
there.
Things go. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for letting me do this. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. And that'll do it. Believe in yourself and you go far in life. That's been the motto for this podcast. May not be the title, who knows. Believe in yourself and you go far in life with Jessica G and Jordan Adler. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. And Jessica G and Jordan out. Oh, well, wait. Any shout outs you want to give to people, Jessica?
Everybody that has been a part of my journey. Everybody that's commented or emailed me. And thank you, DDP and DDPY. Thank you to my sister, Michelle, my family, my friends. You know, everybody that has been there. Matt Ferris, thank you. I think that's it. And I will dedicate this interview to my grandma that taught me I could do anything. So,
RIP.
This one was for her.
RIP Jessica's grandma. Let's get a moment of silence for Jessica's grandma. Okay, thank you. And thank you so much, Jessica, for being part of this interview. I have to go feed my dogs now, so I will talk to you later, Jessica, and I will talk to all you lovely people next time here on the TalkCast Podcast, episode 18. Bye, I love you. Kiss ass. Mwah. If you liked what you heard from this podcast, make sure to give a like on the Facebook page at the TalkCast. Also, if you have any questions, comments, concerns about anything that we discuss, make sure to email jordanadler1495@gmail.com or simply contact us on our Facebook page, which is the TalkCast. We'll see you next time on the next TalkCast. Bye.